Chapter 25. The Forbidden Bean was always busy, filled with employees from all the nearby businesses, not only Brownstone Security. It also had the advantage of being a place where people were used to seeing Allison. She wasn't a spectacle there, merely another part of the scenery. She sipped her frappuccino as she waited in her corner booth. A cup sat across from her. She'd already taken the liberty of ordering for her conversation partner. A few minutes passed before her guest entered the shop and headed toward her. Razilla settled opposite her, a slight smile on her face. The other drow princess maintained her disguise of Ruby, a young, dark-haired human woman with a mole on her cheek. Something about that always vaguely annoyed Allison. But she also didn't want the other woman to be too obvious either, and a young drow woman would definitely be memorable. As much as she would have preferred to not care about any such political concerns, either on Earth or Orisaran, the situation demanded it. I wonder if the other princesses know about her human identity. Do they pay as much attention to Earth as she does, or are they as clueless about modern Earth culture as Mina was? Razilla gestured to the cup waiting for her. We've done this enough that you even know my preferences. She looked around the room, a smirk on her face. And so quiet. It's very convenient for discussion. Allison shrugged.
I didn't see a reason to wait for you before casting the spell. I think you have to realize by now I'm not here to play games. You've claimed you want to be my ally, and one way to do that is for us to get to know each other better. That's why I've had coffee and lunch with you more lately.
It's also so I can provide you with intelligence, yes?
Her companion chuckled quietly.
Let's be clear about that. I don't mind lies to our inferiors, but we princesses should always be honest with each other. It's a matter of respect.
Sure, she says that after tricking me with a fake job so she can test me.
Allison frowned.
I have a busy schedule lately, and there is only so much time I can take out of it for a drow princess who tried to kill me, so yeah, I need to get a little something out of it.
The same drow princess who now wonders if you should be queen.
Razilla sighed and looked disappointed.
You're so dreary at times, Allison, which is amusing, considering you grew up on Earth rather than Orisaran immersed in drow politics. You're almost like Maiar that way, but she's more trapped by outdated views on what honor is, whereas you can be more direct and understand that too much honor can be a straitjacket.
She nodded.
I do appreciate your blunt way of handling certain matters. It's no wonder your influence has grown so quickly in this city. Actually, I suppose that's why I've taken a liking to you, Allison. Besides your raw power, you combine the best traits of the other princesses. The martial valor of Novati, the honor of Maiar, and the pragmatism of Dre.
She nodded and simply let the unstated implications hang in the air for a moment. It seemed like she was destined to always have at least one drow obsessed with pushing her into their politics, no matter how loudly she proclaimed her disinterest. Speaking of the princesses, are any moving? She asked. I would prefer to be prepared if they try something. Razilla took a sip of her coffee. She set the cup down and inhaled deeply, wafting the fumes toward her with her hand.
I'll give this to humans. They can do some wonderful things with beans, and they manage it without magic. Give them a few more thousand years, and they won't be complete savages.
She chuckled.
No, none of the princesses are on the move. Not against you, or me, anyway. Things have been quieter than I anticipated, and I think you're fine for now. In truth, the Guardians are attempting some nonsense with law reform that has gained their focus. We princesses have been so focused on each other and contemptuous of the Guardians, we sometimes forget they are the ones still controlling the drow, and we have to tread carefully.
Allison nodded. As far as I'm concerned, that's all good. It means less chance of someone else coming to mess with me when I have a ton of other crap to deal with.
Indeed. It occurs to me we're meeting regularly now near your seat of power.
Her companion studied her casually, but a little speculatively.
You know my coffee preferences by memory, and we chat about both personal and professional matters.
Yeah? So, what are you getting at?
She took another sip of her drink. I think, dear Princess of the Shadowforged, you're at risk of befriending me,
Razilla chuckled,
despite the initial derision and scorn you felt toward me.
She shrugged. You're not so bad when you're not obsessing over fighting me or putting me on the throne.
Oh, I still obsess over both. I've merely found it's better to be less vocal about it. But if you don't want to consider us friends, at least consider us allies. I know you have strong feelings about not wanting to be involved in drow politics, but it doesn't hurt to maintain some contacts, right?
Allies? Allison frowned. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I'll say for now we're not enemies, and we can work toward being allies and maybe, eventually, friends.
Wonderful, Rosilla responded. Whether you seek the throne or not, you'll be a woman of influence and power on this planet and Orisaren. Gather all the allies you can, Allison. You never know when you'll need them.
Don't I know it, she grumbled.
Allison yawned as she put up the footrest on her recliner in the living room. Mason and Sonya had already gone to bed. She should have been in bed, too, but she'd been restless and didn't want to use a potion or a spell to sleep. Despite all the apparent benefits of these methods, or so people claimed, she always felt more tired after using either one. It was all natural sleep or nothing for her. Her phone rang, and she pulled it hastily out of her pocket.
Dad.
She drew a deep breath. Sometimes he could have the best timing. She'd sent him a text earlier asking him to call when she had time, but to ask Davion to ensure their conversation was private. Davion was an infomancer who worked for the Brownstone Agency in L.A. James didn't care for the laid-back man much, but since he rarely personally worked bounties anymore, he didn't have to deal with him, so his opinion didn't raise issues.
"Hey, Dad," she answered. "Thanks for calling. You didn't have to do it today, but I appreciate that you did."
"I didn't wake you up, did I?"
No, I was already up. This call gives me something to do."
"Glad I can help, then,"
he rumbled.
"This line's secure and all that shit. But what do you need to talk about that needs that level of security? Is this more dark wizard shit?"
"I wish it were that simple."
She sighed and wiggled into a more comfortable position. "And no, I doubt any dark wizards will bother me or Izzy for a long time."
"What is it, then?"
"I ran into a strange group recently called the Tapestry," Allison explained. "I eliminated a major force of them with the help of my main team, but that was far from the end of the organization."
"Fuck that. It's like with bounties. When the groups have some special name like the Council or Tapestry, they're 10 times as annoying,"
James grunted. "That's the thing, Dad. I don't even know what the deal is with these guys. They are strange and have some interesting magical consumables they use that enhance their bodies. Between what I sensed and what Hannah smelled, there are too many questions we don't have good answers to. They could be humans with magic or Orisarans with unusual magic, but they also could be aliens with magic or aliens using magic-like tech. They wanted Omni, and that led to some violent disagreement."
"They wanted the shape-changing pet?"
James sounded surprised.
"Why?"
She took a deep breath. "I suppose there's no other way to say this. He kind of turned into a 7-foot-tall killing machine when Hannah's life was in danger. The Tapestry kept saying he was dangerous, but the only ones he killed were the guys attacking Hannah."
"Huh. Shit. He could teach Thomas a thing or two,"
James replied.
"And what, you think he's alien and these Tapestry guys are too? Maybe intergalactic bounty hunters?"
"I don't know, Dad. Maybe. I'm not sure. Everything we know from the Nine Systems Alliance says that aliens don't have magic, right? That we only have magic on Earth and Orisaren."
"Yeah, that's why those fuckers are so obsessed with me. Earth and Orisaren."
Her father chuckled.
"They couldn't even do shit to stop a few portals when they all thought they could blow LA up with me in it. All their fancy-ass warships that can boil our seas. And you gather a few dozen magicals together and they're totally vulnerable. I guess I can see why they're pissing themselves about it."
Allison leaned her chair back a little more. "So that's it. I find it hard to believe that this powerful alien government would never see magic and then suddenly, other aliens show up and they use it so casually it's like it's nothing. These Tapestry guys had heard of the Alliance, but they didn't seem to know what it was. I don't know if they heard of it on Earth or Orisaren or if they're from somewhere else entirely."
"Huh,"
James mumbled.
"Maybe they aren't aliens, then."
She sighed. "I honestly don't know. The thing is, I can't even begin to get to the bottom of this without the help of my people. And I can't get them to help me properly if they don't know the truth, but it's not my truth to tell. I have involved the PDA, but they have so much bureaucratic red tape, and I'm not prepared to tell anyone in the government who doesn't already know about you. These tapestry guys are bad news. They act like they care, but they almost killed Hannah. And they also made it clear they don't care about killing innocent people.
Fuck it. If you trust someone to have your back in a fight, you can trust them with my secret. I don't really give that much of a shit if people know I'm an alien.
James snorted.
It's the government that's so obsessed with keeping that shit secret. Johnston's told me all kinds of reasons why, but I still don't get it. Dumb government control crap.
Thanks, Dad, Allison replied. I'm not sure what the deal is with Tapestry, but it'll help my people to at least know where to look and where not to look. She laughed quietly. You know, I feel like an idiot.
Why?
James asked. Because I somehow thought, with the Seventh Order defeated, that everything would be simpler. We'd do more normal scope jobs. Yeah, I've had some weird one-offs, but I thought there wouldn't be anything hanging over me like that again for a while. She frowned. Now I have the Drow crap and Tapestry. I'm at war with an organization I don't even understand because my employee refused to turn over her pet, who can change shape into a super assassin.
You make it sound like that's a bad thing,
he rumbled, a hint of humor in his voice. You don't think it is? James chuckled.
Allison, I destroyed an entire international criminal organization because they killed my dog. They might have survived if they laid off me more, but my pet started the whole thing. Besides, if these tapestry fuckers are willing to kill without any kind of restraint, they don't deserve to have either a shape-changing pet or a killing machine.
Allison laughed. The James Brownstone's simple wisdom.
Just saying. If you need help, I'm more than willing to come. I don't give a shit if they're aliens, magicals, or something else. They fuck with my family, they pay. Simple as that.
Don't worry. I've got this, Dad. We already destroyed the local tapestry nest. I'm sure they'll lick their wounds for a while. I want you to relax. You went straight from the Seventh Order to that stuff in Denver, then Christmas. She cleared her throat. Since everything went okay with Christmas and meeting his parents, certain other things may be moving along. I can't guarantee anything, but that's what it feels like.
Don't make him do that epic shit. It's annoying.
She laughed. No, I already told him when he's ready to simply do what feels right. I'm trying to follow your KISS philosophy in this case, but I'm not sure if the Drow or the Tapestry will allow it. James growled his annoyance.
They better, or they'll regret it.
Thanks, Dad. It's always good to know I have you backing me.
Always, Allison. Always.